Emporia and surrounding communities with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartless Office System wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. First stop for the Burlingame Bearcats, they will be the visitors on the scoreboard for tonight's third-place game. They're coached by Eric West, and this is the lineup they will go with. At the guards will be Dane Witters, a 5'8 sophomore. Also getting the start this afternoon at a guard spot will be Roman Bayless, a 6'1 senior. At a forward spot will be Colby Middleton, a 6'1 senior. Also at a forward spot, Matthew Heckman, a 6'2 senior. And in the post will be Drake Skirvin, a 6'3 freshman. For the Madison Bulldogs, they are coached by Alex McMill. They are the home team on the scoreboard, and this is the lineup they will go with. At the guard spots will be Bryson Turner, the 5'9 senior. Also at a guard will be Cade Hurlbert, a 5'10 sophomore. At a forward spot will be Colton Ish, a 6-foot sophomore, and Lane Darbo, a 6'4 junior. And in the post will be Gavin Ish, a 6'3 senior. Madison dressed in their home whites with black letters and black numbers, and the Bearcats of Burlingame dressed in their road purple uniforms with white numbers and letters. Starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office System, serving Emporia and surrounding communities, and with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors.
And Greg, one of the things that I'll be interested in watching in this game, Bryson Turner's just a fun kid to watch play, number one for Madison, and to see if anybody can match his speed and keep him from driving to the basket. And when he gets off a jump shot, his jumping ability is just tremendous.
In the center circle, it's Matthew Heckman for Burlingame, and Burlingame will win the toss. They'll play to the basket to our right as we view it here courtside. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Third place game, Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Madison in a zone to open up defensively. Out front, this is Bayless. Now they work it along the baseline to Skirvin. Now on the elbow, Heckman looking for somebody to pass it to. Now gets it in between the double circles. Middleton, now they swing it to the left side of the floor. That's Winters. Now along the baseline, Middleton skips it across the floor to the right side. As they try to find an opening, they got it across the floor to Bayless. Bayless skips it back on to the other side. They work it on the elbow. That's Winters. Now top the key, looking at a three was Heckman. And now they try to throw it down low and pass intended for Middleton, and the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover gives it to the Madison Bulldogs.
Yeah, Greg, they showed good patience on that time, but once in a while, it's almost like they're not looking at the basket. They're just looking to make the next pass.
Madison into front court, and Burlingame opens up with man-to-man basketball. Here's Turner, man-to-man defense. He bounce pass to Gavin Ish in the lane. Well, right-handed shot crawls off, no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. They'll give it to the Burlingame Bearcats. And Madison will retreat, set up in their zone. And Burlingame will bring it into front court. This is Winters at the controls. Swings it right side to Bayless. Bayless, now they work it down low to Skirvin. Now kicks it back out front, trying to drive in the paint. That's Winters, gets it down low. Shot up and good for Colby Middleton. And the Burlingame Bearcats take the early 2-0 lead with 6:30 to go here in the first quarter. On the wing, right side, Bryson Turner, bounce pass, lane line right. They get it to Ish. Ish takes it back out on the wing, tries to drive, gives it off to Colton Ish. His drive results in a foul being called, as a foul's going to be called on a reach around from behind. Picking up the personal foul for the Madison Bulldogs will be Dane Winters. That is his first, team first on the Bearcats of Burlingame. Madison to play it in on bounce on the baseline, just to the right of the basket. They'll work it out front to Colton Ish. Swings it left side to Darbo. Now they try to lob it down low inside to Gavin Ish, and the ball gets batted out of bounds. Nice defense by Drake Skirvin, providing the easy feed inside to Gavin Ish.
Yeah, I liked how he came around and just got his body in between the Turner and Gavin Ish and just prevented that pass from being clean.
With the basketball, Colton Ish working free throw circle, gives it off to Bryson Turner. pulls up from 15, shot good. Bryson Turner gets his first basket of the ball game, and we're tied at two. Burlingame at the other end of the floor. Madison staying in the zone. Here's a shot from three off the mark. No good for Colby Middleton, and the rebound goes to the Madison Bulldogs. 2-2 our score, 5:38 to play here in the first quarter. This is Turner. Shovels it off to Darbo. Takes it right side. Now he'll hand it off to Colton Ish in the lane. Traffic shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, out of bounds. They'll give it to whom? They'll give it to the Madison Bulldogs, as they say it was last touched by one of the Bearcats.
And, Greg, on that last shot by Bryson Turner, you can just see how he has such a jumping ability that unlike anybody around here.
Bright wing three on the way and good for Colton Ish, and that is a Cody Thurston land agent. Three-point basket. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Cody Thurston, land agent. 5:07 to play here in the first. 5-2, Madison with the lead. Burlingame working against the zone defense. Out front with the basketball. Winters takes it to the lane line left. Now bounce pass out front to Middleton. Now he swings it right side to Bayless. Bayless looking to drive. Nothing open there. Picks up the dribble. Holds it high. Now feeds it out front to Middleton. No shot clock here. I'm kind of used to that.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
Looking up and saying, no shot. Oh, no shot clock. They get it down low. This is Middleton in traffic. Double clutches, shoots, and shot crawls off. No good. Rebound goes to Madison's Gavin Ish. And the Bulldogs head the other direction.
Some people would like to see that at the high school level.
And there are some games where I think that would be beneficial, and there are other games where it would not.
Yeah.
This is Bryson Turner from 15. His shot off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Drake Skirvin for the Madison or Burlingame Bearcats. Pushing the ball into front court. Bayless. Now top the key with the ball. It's Middleton. Now they work it on the wing right side into the hands of Heckman. Heckman gives it off to Skirvin, who passes it back out front to Winters. Winters now swings it to the left side to Bayless. His shot is up and good. It's a three-pointer by Roman Bayless. That's a Cody Thurston land agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Cody Thurston, Midwest Land agent. 5-5 the score, 3:41 to play in the first. Here's a steal for Dane Winters down the floor to the rim. Layup, good. So he took it right at Bryson Turner that time.
Yeah, just a nice decision that time by Winters to take it on his own.
7-5 Burlingame with the lead. On the wing right side, this is Colton Ish. Now swings it left side, puts it in the hands of Cade Hurlbert. Now they work it back out front to Colton Ish. Colton now swings it back left side to Hurlbert. Tries to lob it down low to Gavin Ish. Ball gets deflected out of bounds once again by Drake Skirvin. It'll remain Madison basketball. Substitution for the Burlingame Bearcats. Brandon Punches will check into the lineup. Setting down for Burlingame will be Colby Middleton. Madison trying to get the ball inbounds. They finally do play it inbounds to Cade Hurlbert. He'll dribble it out front. Burlingame staying in that man-to-man defense. Now Lane Darbo with the basketball. Almost has it swiped away. Able to get it now off to Colton Ish. Tries with a bounce pass to the lane line intended for Gavin Ish, but it goes off the foot of one of the Burlingame Bearcats, and Madison will keep the ball. 2:53 to play first quarter. 7-3 Burlingame with the lead. Madison tried to get the ball inbounds. They'll play it inbounds to try to get it inside of Bryson Turner, and the ball gets swiped away from Burlingame. Bearcats come the other way. Here's a feed down low and traffic shot. No good for Brandon Punches, but he gets fouled and he'll be at the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Picking up the personal foul for the Madison Bulldogs will be Gavin Ish, and that's his first personal foul. First team foul whistled against Madison.
And that time, just good execution that time by the Bearcats being patient.
Free throw rims off, no good for Brandon Punches. Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament being brought to you by Jan Utech with Remax Eck Real Estate. As the second free throw is up and in. That makes it an 8-5 lead. Ready to help you find the home of your dreams? Contact Jan Utech with Remax Eck Real Estate at 620-343-5100. There's another turnover for Madison as a Bearcats come up with another steal. Driving to the basket, layup is good for Dane Winters, and that gives him 5 points here in the first quarter. And it's a 10-5 Burlingame lead as the Bearcats overcame an early deficit. And now another steal for Burlingame, or almost steal, I guess you could say, as Matthew Heckman knocked the ball away from a Madison Bulldog, but just couldn't maintain possession as the ball rolled out of bounds on him.
And I'm sorry about that, Greg. One of the things with Dane Winters, he's been around basketball all his life with his dad, Creighton, having been the boys' basketball coach here at Burlingame for many years.
10-5 Burlingame. Madison with the basketball. Lob pass out front goes to Darbo. Now they go back right side to Colton Ish. Try to go down low. They keep trying to get it down low to Gavin Ish, but every time they try to do that, the bounce pass seems to go off the foot of one of the Burlingame Bearcats. Madison will keep the basketball with a minute 56 to play first quarter. Burlingame leading 10-5.
So I think if you're Madison, you might just try to rotate the ball around one more time and maybe get them on the opposite side.
Here's a free throw line shot out the back iron. No good. Missing from Madison, but they get the offensive rebound and the stick back. Missing the shot was Lane Darmo getting the offensive rebound and the stick back as Gavin Ish. He's fouled, and he'll be at the line for the end one.
Good, just good hustle that time by Gavin Ish, getting some good position there for the rebound.
Picking up the personal foul will be Colby Middleton, his first, and the free throw is good for Gavin Ish. 3 points on the afternoon so far for Gavin. Makes it a 10-8 ball game. With a minute 37 to play. The conventional three-point play. This is Middleton with the ball. Shot up and good. He just faced up to the basket and shot it in over Gavin Ish. And Colby Middleton with 4 points in the game. 12-8 Burlingame leading Madison. Top the key, looking at a three, pulling the trigger. Shot rims out, no good. For Lane Darbo for Madison, and the rebound goes to Burlingame. Pushing it into front court, this is Heckman. Top the key, open for a three. Middleton, he missed everything. Offensive rebound, tipped in, and it's going to go to the Madison Bulldogs. Trying to save it in bounds was Matthew Heckman. He did save it in bounds, but it goes right to Gavin Ish of Madison, and the Bulldogs will have the basketball.
Good hustle, though. I think Coach was happy with his hustle on that play.
Bryson Turner gives it top the key. Gavin Ish for a three, swish. Cody Thurston, Land Agent 3, experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Gavin Ish now with 6 points in the ball game, making it a 12-11 Burlingame lead. They work it down low. Middleton in traffic, spinning. Feeds it off to Punches. His shot, no good. He gets his own rebound. Second attempt, no good. And this time, Madison comes away with the basketball. Bryson Turner with the ball. In front court, down to 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Turner drives to the right side. Euro step in the paint, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Burlingame.
Bryson Turner, the other day, he just caused so much havoc out front with that quick step that he has to get into the lane against the defense that the guards aren't doing it. They've got to do a little bit better job so he doesn't get in there and get the fouls on the post players.
Brandon Punches picks up the personal foul. He'll leave the lineup. Madison plays it inbounds to Gavin Ish. Swings it to the left side from the lane line. Expended left. Shot off the mark. No good for Cade Hurlbert. And that brings us to an end of the first quarter play. After the first 8 minutes of basketball, the score, Burlingame 12, Madison 11. Let's take this time out. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM, watching on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Coverage of the line.
This is Allison.
Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament also being brought to you by Harveyville Storage at 138 East Elm Street, Harveyville, Kansas. Units to rent for $50 to $70 per month. They have three unit sizes available. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 for leasing information. Madison will have the ball to start the second quarter. They get it underneath. Layup blocked, and here comes Burlingame the other direction. Kate Hurlberg got his shot blocked, and here comes Burlingame for a three-point attempt from the left elbow. Shot good. It's a three-pointer for Dane Winters, and that gives him 8 points in the ball game. And that's a Cody Thurston Land Agent three-point basket experience. As the shot's off the mark for Burlingame, missing, or for Madison, Lane Darbo missing that shot. Cody Thurston Land Agent experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Madison knocking the ball free in the paint at the other end, and they get a steal. 15-11, Burlingame leading Madison. Third place game, Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Madison with the basketball. They play to the basket to our left. Driving with the ball. Colton Ish lost control of it. Burlingame comes the other way. They almost turn it over, but saving it from going out of bounds. That time was Heckman. Now driving in the paint. Bounce pass gets knocked around. Loose ball picked up, and look what happens as Drake Skirvin scores his first basket of the ball game.
It all looks good in the scorebook.
Somehow, some way, look at what I found. Working out front with the basketball. This is Lane Darbo. Now they work it in the deep left corner to Kate Hurlberg. Gets it down low to Cavanish. His shot missing, but he draws contact. He'll be at the free throw line, shooting a couple of free throws.
Yeah, and I think Drake Skirvin was like, I went straight up, but he didn't. He came down a little bit on it.
That foul is called on Drake Skirvin. That's his first. Fourth team foul in the first half on the Burlingame Bearcats. Free throw rims out for Gavinish. He has 6 points in this game. 17-11, second quarter. Burlingame leading Madison. Third place game in the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Second free throw for Gavinish is up and good, so he makes one of the two free throws. Gives him 7 points, makes it a five-point ball game at 17-12.
And right now, Burlingame just doing a nice job of executing on the offensive end.
Here's a three-point shot that's off the mark for Middleton, and the rebound goes to the Madison Bulldogs. In the front court with the basketball, this is Colton Ish. Picks up the dribble, bounce pass in the paint. They get it to Gavinish, and his layup is good. Nice little move in the lane by Gavinish. He has nine, and it's a three-point ball game, 17-14. Burlingame with a lead over Madison.
And he's not afraid to go up against Drake Skirvin, and Drake's got a little bit of height on him.
Madison staying in that zone. Burlingame trying to find an opening against the zone. They pass it out front to Heckman, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Burlingame coach Eric West as he wants to talk about the offense. This will be a 30-second timeout. Our timeout's being brought to you by McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. Locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament also being brought to you by Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
And so far, I think in this game, Greg, it's just been a little bit more consistency on the offensive end for Burlingame, but Madison is right there. And this is going to be a tight game, I think, throughout the whole game.
Burlingame has the ball to play inbounds across the way. They'll play it inbounds to Dane Winters. Dane gets it across the timeline, swings it right side to Roman Bayless. Bayless now back out top the key, Middleton. Now they work it left side to Heckman. top the free throw circle to Middleton. Middleton looking to drive. Bounce pass on the right side. Here's a three-point shot that's off the side of the rim. No good for Bayless. Offensive rebound goes to Middleton. Stick back, no good. Rebound tipped out this time by Madison's Gavinish, and the rebound corralled by Coltonish, and here come the Bulldogs. Colton gives it off to Bryson Turner. Now he shovels it off to Lane Darbo. Lane in the paint, puts up the floater off the glass, missed it. Battle for the rebound, tipped around, and Drake Skirvin comes up with it for the Burlingame Bearcats. Feeds it up the floor. Roman Bayless, right side, now top the key. Middleton back to Bayless. He'll shoot a three off the back iron. No good. Rebound. Nice battle for it. It ends up going to Lane Darbo, and he's trying to dribble it up against pressure, and he finally slows up, lets everybody blow by, and hands it off to Coltonish, and now Madison will try to set something up offensively.
That was actually terrific ball handling by Darbo.
Here's a lane line 10-footer that's good by Coltonish. That gives him 5 points in the game, makes it a 17-16, one-point lead for Burlingame with 4:18 to play here in the second quarter. Third-place game, Lyon County League Basketball Tournament, top the key, that's winners. Dribbles it to the right side, picks up the dribble, now he'll shovel it off to Bayless, he'll shoot a three, no good, battle for the rebound, and a foul's going to be called on Skirvin as he was boxed out nicely by Madison that time, and he gets whistled for the foul, his second.
Yeah, the freshman needs to learn you just can't go through them to get the rebound. If they're blocking you out, go straight up and maybe try to tip it back.
Substitution for Burlingame back into the lineup. Brandon punches, and setting down will be Colby Middleton. 17-16 Burlingame leading this third-place game. 3:55 to play second quarter. Coltonish into front court, gives it off to Bryson Turner. Now on the wing right side to Hurlburt. Back out front to Turner. Turner drives it to the left side, now feeds it on the wing. Gavinish for three. It's missing, but we're going to get a foul on the battle for the rebound. It's going to be a foul on Burlingame. Let's see whom they call the foul on. And they're going to call it on Drake Skirvin. That's his third. He'll leave the lineup and be replaced by Colby Middleton. Madison will have the ball out of bounds. That is the sixth team foul here in the first half, whistled against the Burlingame Bearcats. Madison has picked up only one foul so far. Madison plays the ball in bounds, gets deflected, but goes to Gavinish. He kicks it out to Lane Darbo for a three. Shot off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Gavinish. Stick back, good. Gavinish sticking with it. He has 11. He's the leading scorer for Madison. And Bulldogs retake the lead at 18-17. 3:22 to play.
And one thing, Greg, too, is Madison's out rebounding Burlingame 10-7 so far, so they're getting a few extra opportunities.
And that was a scenario where the ball was being tipped around and tipped around, and finally Gavinish was able to corral it. Driving with the basketball, Winters feeds it in the paint. Underneath the basket, shot good for Brandon Punches, and he also draws the foul. So he'll be at the line for the end one. Picking up the personal foul will be Bryson Turner. That is his first. Only the second team foul whistled against Madison. And this will put Brandon Punches at the free throw line for a chance for the conventional three-point play. And his free throw is up and good. Punches with 3 points, and it makes it a 20-18 Burlingame lead. Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament being brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers, 620-412-3614. Ball gets deflected out of bounds by Burlingame.
And, Greg, video coverage is being brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340.
In the lane, Bryson Turner puts it up and in, and we're tied at 20. 2:32 to go here in the second quarter. Burlingame working against, looks like now a little bit of mixture of man and zone. Down the lane, and we're going to get a foul on, or did we see a travel first?
I think there's multiple choice here.
Travel violation will be the call. Turnover gives it to the Madison Bulldogs.
And not much argument there from Coach West. A little bit. He's like, hey, I think the foul occurred first, but not the referee is not hearing any of it.
20-20 our score, 2:16 to go here in the second quarter. Madison and Burlingame playing for third place. Here's Darbo, a little jump stop, shoots it up and in. Lane Darbo from the right side, his first basket of the ball game. Madison back on top, 22-20. In the front court, Bayless feeds it off to Middleton. Gives it back to Bayless. He lost it. Coming up a loose basketball, Madison trying to corral a basketball, and we're going to get a timeout called by Madison before a turnover has taken place. But Madison will have the ball after the timeout taken by the Bulldogs. This will be a 30-second timeout. This timeout brought to you by McDonald's on West 6th Avenue in Emporia. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget and get a second one for just a dollar. 22-20 our score. Madison leading Burlingame with a minute 49 to play here in the second quarter. Again, still to come up, the championship games.
Yeah, and it's also a doubleheader between Lebo and Olpe. And the fun thing is they get along, but they don't.
Say that about a lot of teams in the Lyon County League? They get along, but they don't.
pretty much. But one of the things that's going to be interesting tonight is just – seeing on those last two games, first of all, great crowd. It's already arriving, but it'll just be a fun night.
Madison with the basketball after they got the steal and they called the timeout. Lane Darbo has it on the wing right side, feeds it out front to Cade Hurlburt. Now gives it off to Colton Ish. Now on the wing left side, that's Cade Hurlburt. Now top the key, Colton Ish. Now they work it right side to Darbo. They go in the paint. To Gavin Ish, kicks it out to the right wing for a three from Colton Ish. His three is way overshot, and the rebound goes to the Burlingame Bearcats as they come the other way. They go down low to Middleton. Has it on the baseline right. Now lobs it out front to Heckman. Now in between the double circles, it goes to Dane Winters. Swings it left side to Bayless. Free throw circle, Middleton spins, shoots, scores. Make that Colby Middleton now with 6 points in the ballgame. Making it all 22-all with 52 seconds to go in the quarter. And in the first half, Darbo from 15. Shot crawls in for him. He got the friendly roll. And gives him 4 points in the game. Makes it a 24-22 Madison lead. Down to 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Burlingame working against the zone. Out front with it. This is Winters. Tries to penetrate. Pass in the paint. Being tipped around. And Madison comes up with it. Unable to reel it in. Was punches. And the Bulldogs have the ball and a chance to close out the quarter and the half with a basket and build on their two-point lead. Bryson Turner has the ball middle of the floor, standing on the Big E here at White Auditorium. Down to 10 seconds to go. Bryson Turner feeds it off to Gavin Ish, throws it up off the glass, missed it. Rebound goes to Burlingame from three-quarter court. The shot is off the mark, no good, and we are at halftime. After the first two quarters of play, the score, Madison 24, Burlingame 22. And we'll be back to take a look at some of the numbers and talk about this first half right after this timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM. You're also watching on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
Thank you to our students, staff, patrons, and our communities for their dedication and support of our schools. We appreciate your commitment towards academic excellence and athletic success of our students in Neosho Rapids, Hartford, and Olpe. Play hard, be proud of your accomplishments, and don't forget to thank your parents and teachers. Good luck to all area teams.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
That's the sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee. So not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services. Contact institution for details.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel, and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado.